listening to one of the big sounds of the decade, a decade that saw a revolution in popular music. So, before we head into the 70s, we'd like you to listen to the sound of the 60s.
The sound of the Beatles started the whole thing off. The sound of the Beatles started the whole thing off. Remember Day Tripper? We can dig it, yeah. It took us so long to find out, we found out.
Early in the 60s we were listening to the music of Brasilia, I mean Brasilia. It was really new then, but by now I'm sure you'll find it quite familiar. So listen, will ya?
It was just a little samba with a slightly different beat, but they called it bossa nova and they gave the world a treat. By the time the song was over, we were ready to repeat that most adorable, we want more of bossa nova beat.
We like to sing a little bit about a special song. We're sure you've heard it once or twice before. In the 60s, remember when the folk rock came along? Round and round the sound was bound forevermore.
You recall Mrs. Robinson, we enjoyed it more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless them, Simon and Garfunkel. Heaven holds a place for them to stay. Hey, hey, hey.
Tell you about a brand new sound that a singer named Ray Charles found. Everybody used to stop and talk about the rhythm called the gospel rock. Well, I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I can stop and so.
Sleepy, dusty Delta day. When we first heard a disc jockey introduce a record and play, it was a new country sound that we never ever heard before. But as the days went on, it seemed we heard that song more. To go right down to Choctaw Ridge, yeah. And push Bobby Gentry off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
We'll say a little prayer for her.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. While combing my hair now, and wonder what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you stay.